we've been working really hard on this, and it's taken over 5 years, and with the help of Dan Swanson, our local representative there, we've got her pushed through the State Historic Preservation Office, and the National Park Service has officially listed us on the National Registry of Historic Places. It's been a long time coming, and it's something we're celebrating, and look forward to the opportunities that that presents.
Yeah, can you elaborate a little bit why that is so important?
Well, most of your grant opportunities that come out of the federal and state government require, have some prerequisites with them, and one of them, for especially for historic renovations, is that it be eligible to be listed on the National Registry. In order to get that status, you've got to go through quite a bit of a paperwork shuffle, a lot of pictures, a lot of back and forth. It's got to be approved from the State Historic Preservation Office. That was accomplished 6-7 years ago by a lady who'd done the original write-up for the Verderette. And then over the years, there have been changes and modifications had to be made to it to get it updated to the house and the things that we've done to the house. And then COVID hit, who put a delay in things. But now that we've got it on the National Registry, we are eligible for a lot more federal funding opportunities to help us restore this house. And a lot of those come with a matching grant or matching dollar donations. And so we've secured some local commitments to help us out with that. So for instance, this year we'd like to put in a boiler, and we've got a grant we're applying for to try to get some money from the federal government to help us do that so we get heat back into the house. And as part of that, let's say the federal government was to give us $25,000. If somebody there locally had $25,000 to donate to match it, then we could put that together and get that boiler project taken care of without pulling money out of the estate that we need so desperately for the everyday maintenance.
And then I know a lot of excitement and enthusiasm with the event you had on Saturday as part of the Independence Day holiday weekend. What are some of the things you heard? I know a lot of interest with the event.
Oh, wow. It was really, really way more than we had expected. We anticipated having people trickle through all day long and just having, you know, kind of a steady stream of folks. The tour started at 2:00. We got there about 1:00 after we got cleaned up, and Matt and his family had set up everything, and people were already starting to file in. By 2:15, 2:30, we had over 100 people in the house itself. I estimate we got to put about 12 to 1500 people, through the house to see what it is that the house is. Got to explain a little bit of history. Didn't get to communicate as much to everybody as I would have liked to, but I got a lot of positive feedbacks on how good everything looked, how excited people were to be in there. Heard a lot of new stories that I'd never heard before from people who knew the family. So it was just a great event. We ran out of food towards the end and had to send out and buy a bunch of pizzas from Casey's to keep people jumping away. The fireworks show was amazing. Can't say enough to, thank you to Don Yates and Matt Willits for not only purchasing the fireworks, but letting them off for us. It was just really a great day all the way around.